Sir, we've been edging all day, just like you told me to. I promise I've been a good girl for you, sir. Oh, fuck, my pussy's so wet. Wet for your cock. I want you to bend me over and fuck me. But, if I may ask, how do you want me, sir? Do you want me naked when you get home? Nothing on but my collar and those nipple clamps with the little bells. I know that you love listening to them jingle when you fuck me, bent over the couch, playing with my tits. Or we could have a little more fun first. I could drop down on my knees as soon as you walk in the door. Start teasing your cock. Just enough to leave you a little bit frustrated, and having you drag me back up by my ponytail and pushing me towards the bedroom. Or maybe you'd prefer to do it in your office, with that cute little red plaid skirt you got me, one that just barely doesn't cover my ass all the way. Do you want to discipline me for being such a naughty girl? To walk in and see me bent over your desk in the paddle beside me. Listen to me gasp. Oh, listen to me whimper and moan with every single strike. Then rip off my panties and tease my pussy until I'm begging to come, begging for your cock. For anything. Or maybe just pull my panties to the side when you fuck me. I got them today to show you. It would be a shame to destroy them so soon, no matter how much fun it would be. Pull my ponytail back so my back arches as you slam into me again and again, sir. I promise I won't forget to do my homework again. I'm sorry I only edged myself 5 times for you instead of 6. I promise that next time, do exactly what you told me to. Or I could indulge what I know one of your guilty pleasures and biggest turn-ons is. You come in and wonder where I am. You normally can tell when you get home, but not this time. This time you'll wander through the house. Make sure that I'm not spread out on the couch, over your desk, tied up in the guest bedroom. I know you still fantasize about that one time. When I was dressed up in my kitty ears and collar, I made sure I bent over at just the right moment. I mean, it's not my fault I dropped the rope. I had no idea that you were going to end up tying me to the bed. Ah, fuck, I was so sore after that. No, this time I'll be waiting for you, on your bed, with a plug up my ass. You thought that I didn't know, but I heard you talking about it the other day. Just imagine it, my ass up in the air ready for you to fuck. Grab my hips and slam me back, make me beg. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck me until I'm right on the edge and then stop. Tease me. Make me touch myself for you. Let me rub my pussy as I beg you with my eyes to please fuck me, sir, please. Maybe, since I was such a good girl, today you'll let me come. Yes. I think I'll do that. I'll be waiting for you.